Vladislav Anatolyevich Bakhrivsky was born on August 15, 1936 in Voronezh in the family of a forester. His family moved several times. They lived in the Gorky region, Ryazan region, later in these forest places the writer will settle the heroes of his books, the same boys as he was. The future writer spent his childhood in the Ryazan region, adolescence and youth in the village of Saburova, near Krasnogorsk, in the village of Galikovo, near the Skodnaya station, and in Orekhovo-Zuyev. As a child, Bakhrivsky spent a lot of time in nature, which largely determined his character and fate, his love for his homeland and history. In Orekhovo-Zuyev, the writer graduated from school, and then from the Faculty of Language and Literature of the Higher Educational Institution of the Pedagogical Institute. After graduating from the institute, Vladislav Anatolyevich Bakhrivsky went to Orenburg region, where he worked as a correspondent for a regional newspaper. In Moscow, he collaborated with the magazine Pieny, literary newspaper. The first book, The Boy from the Mary, was published in 1960. The story was autobiographical and immediately established the author as fine connoisseur of the child's soul. In 1967, Bakhrivsky was admitted to the Union of Writers of the USSR. Since 1975, Bakhrivsky traveled a lot around the country, collecting material for his books. For many years of literary work, he has created more than 100 books for both adults and children. These are stories about military and post-war childhood, historical novels, short stories, fairy tales, miniatures, poems. Many of them have been translated into foreign languages and published abroad. More than one generation of Soviet children grew up on the books of this writer. His works teach to distinguish good from evil, to act honestly regardless of circumstances. Such historical novels as The Quietest, Nikon, Viktor Vasnetsov, The Long Way to Yourself, Vasily Ivanovich Shuisky, The Autocrat of All Russia, which make up the cycle where the writer explores the key turning points of Russian history, writes about the origins of the Russian national character, which remained unchanged. From generation to generation, Russian people passed on such qualities as loyalty to the motherland, patience, fortitude, and the desire for moral improvement. Bakhrivsky often calls himself a poet in prose and even considers his surname to be saying "ba" is an old Russian word that goes back to the verb "bayat," to tell, to sing. That is, "ba" is a singer storyteller. This is what the writer most often does in his books. Bakhrivsky's works were highly appreciated by critics. For his services in the field of fiction, he was awarded the Pushkin Prize, became a laureate of the Alexander Green Literary Prize. He takes an active part in creative and social life, is a member of jury of various literary competitions, often speaks to the readership. Despite the all-Russian recognition, Bakhrivsky is still closely connected with Orekhovo-Zuyev, the city in which he grew up and to which he gave a considerable part of his soul and creative forces. The Orekhovo-Zuyevskaya theme is heard in many of the writer's works. The novella Morozov Strike, the play The Hungry Campaign, the story Mishka Ilyich. Since 2001 and to this day, Vladislav Anatolyevich Bakhrivsky has been the head of the Orekhovo-Zuyevsky Literary Association Osnova. As the head of the association, they did a lot. Thanks to his support, the population of Orekhovo-Zuyeva had the opportunity to publish their works in various newspapers and magazines. In 2015, the writer decided to implement a project useful for current children and their parents, the creation of a society that will protect the best traditions of Russian literature for children, protect the Russian folktale itself. On the initiative of Bakrovsky, the Interregional Society of the Keepers of the Russian Fairy Tale was created and operates. His fairy tales Zlatoborye, 365 Miracles a Year, and others are an imprintment miracle of images of folk and authors' fantasy. Our rarest nature on the planet, which for some reason is called modest, discreet, and most importantly, the language. The language of fairy tales is the manifest wealth of the Russian heart and soul. Bakrovsky believed that books should work, that they contain a lot of what our time needs, necessary for spiritual life. In historical novels, he was not an informant. His reader discovers in himself the current inhabitant of a truly great, truly beloved country. The responder for this people, for this land, awakens in him. As a child, Vladislav Anatolyevich Bakrovsky dreamed of a fairy tale theorem in which he wanted to collect all the fairy tale heroes, animals, frogs, and birds that he loved. And he understood that the theorem Teremok is just our Russian land, our amazing planet.